Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadu, and I'll go ahead and start right out with my tuning in chant. Om Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And that was pretty cute. As soon as I started chanting, the dog jumped down from the bed in the other room and came in and is sitting next to me now. So I'm rubbing on her. Dogs know. So anyway, oh my gosh, there's just so much going on out in the world right now and in our inner worlds. And I swear it just happened in the last day or so, just this huge epiphany around, just a lot of clarity around what I need to be doing. And, how it is, you kind of know what it is, I guess this is what I do. And then I kept looking for confirmation, but, confirmation outside, even though my internal knew was very clear. And wasn't always getting it, occasionally getting it. But then all of a sudden it was just like, oh, my God, I know exactly. And so my epiphany was around just world events and how it just is like crazy out there. And there's a lot of ruckus and seems like a lot of hate, a lot of racism, a lot of misogyny. Here we've got now a woman, one of the candidates running for president, a woman who is not a warm and fuzzy woman. And we have a man who's running for president who is just, he's a racist and he's a misogynist and he's just a big old bigot. And he is certainly not a warm and fuzzy. And so, coming out of a presidency where we have this basically a really pretty darn warm and fuzzy president who is so heart-centered and so loving. And he and his wife are just such a class act and such a, beauty for our country. So then there's all this violence and things coming up. And so I was, really thinking about all this. And then, I get on Facebook because I love Facebook and I love connecting with people there. And it was like, seemed like everywhere I looked, there was just hate and anger and drama and focusing on the hate and focusing on the anger. And all I could think to do was, I just want to send love and I just want to be in my joy. And even though, I've known this for a while, but something happened. I think, so a couple things happened. I saw a very brief little video of President Obama speaking and talking about the phrase Black Lives Matter. And he explained it so beautifully. And, obviously he gets it. And it was like, yes, thank you. I saw another posting where it showed a bunch of photos of Obama and the hope and the photos of showing him with kids, black kids, and the hope that he gives to those kids and the beauty and joy and radiance shining out of them all. With him. And I thought, oh my God. And it flashed me back to the day he was elected and how I just cried because I came up with the phrase, I'm wallowing in hope, because that's what it felt like, because it felt like the world was shifting. And that man has basically, he and his wife have made some big sacrifices and have been huge targets. The racism has bubbled up more. And if people think it was gone, then you're living in a dream world. It was not gone. Then the other thing that popped up for me that It was a beautiful video. I've now posted it 2 or 3 times because I want to keep that energy going. And it was this lovely African-American man, huge smile. And he had a shirt on that said free hugs. And he was going around and he was hugging policemen. And it was just like, yes, this is how it works. This is what we do. This is how we make it work. And it's about the love. It's about our connection. And so with all that said, so anyway, my epiphany was that's my focus. And I've just been getting over the last few weeks or whatever, this very clear picture to me that the reason all this stuff is coming up and all this, you know, what feels like the world like going crazy and, you know, going to hell in a handbasket, as my grandma would say, is it's needed. It needs to come up. It needs to bubble up and it needs to get the light on it, because then it makes people aware of what's happening, and it makes us really, it's making people bond together. It's making people speak out. It's making people who maybe ordinarily wouldn't even speak out, speak out. It's making people connect. It's basically forcing the issue of, What kind of world are we going to have? Are we going to have a love world? Or are we going to have a hate world? So anyway, I just feel just sublimely excited about what is happening. And so anyway, I was telling my dear friend and mentor yesterday on the phone, kind of this, what I was getting about all this, and telling him, I said, I've just not seen it anywhere. And then right after that, of course, it's out there, right? I immediately read a beautiful message from a lovely lady named Fran Zepeda, and her blog is called Fran Heal, H-E-A-L, if you want to find that. Beautiful message, beautiful, just and so confirming for me. I mean, don't you love that? You look for outside confirmation, finally realize, what am I doing? I just need to know it within myself. And then, of course, then you get outside confirmation. There was another one similar, a woman named Aluna Joy writes a beautiful blog. Another friend, beautiful Brenda Hoffman, Life Tapestry Creations, a beautiful blog. So anyway, you know, it's out there. It's out there. The joy, the happiness, the connection, it's all there. And, you know, that's what it's about. We're like creating this, it feels like this team, you know, where people are starting to team together, band together in the love and in the joy. And so, you know, whatever it is for you, it's different. It's maybe different for every, it is different for every single person. Like for me right now, I feel so in my joy. I'm sitting here and I'm, you know, talking, who knows if anyone's listening, it doesn't even matter. And the dog is sitting next to me and I'm rubbing her and she's playing with me and we're having this joy moment together here. And what a great thing. And then she and I are going to, you know, take off afterwards and go for a walk. Joy moments. So what is it that brings you joy? What brings you happiness? That's the focus. You know, when you're out and about, smile at somebody if you wouldn't ordinarily. See what happens, you know? Just say something to somebody. Anyway, it's a beautiful, fabulous, changing world. We're switching into this amazing love-based world. I feel it. I've been feeling it for a while. You know what? Appearances just don't matter. It's the appearance just doesn't. If you try to fit it, you know, this, look at the 3D world and see that, oh my God, it looks like we're going to hell, but we're not. You know what? It's shifting. It's joy. It's love. It's connection. And it's rising up. It's rising up and shedding light on all this stuff. And anyway, you can decide what you want your focus to be and what makes you feel good. Feel it in your body. Feel in your body what makes you feel good. Right now I'm sitting here and the dog is getting very, very silly in playing. So that's fun. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a chant for miracles right now, because you know, it's like, it's not that we don't believe in miracles, but somehow when something really big shifts, it feels like a miracle. And it's kind of like we want to believe that things can shift. The dog is going crazy. She's having fun. Okay. Dun dun ram das guru jana siddhya tene savariya puri hoe karmat opposite jan hare dharia sikhi ate sangati para brahma karanama sakariya atala ata ho tolatu tera antana para variya jini tu sevia bokara se tu de para utariya lava lova kama krodham ho maraka de tu de sa para variya Dana sotera tona hai, sacha tera pe sakariya. Nanak tu lehna tu hai, guru amara tu vichariya. Guru ditta tamana sadariya, guru ditta tamana sadariya. So, gosh, I just feel like I've been on fire today, having this huge epiphany around what my focus is. And you know what? I don't have to look at the news. I don't have to focus on that stuff. I can be aware of what's going on out in the world. And now I actually feel joy that it's coming to light and that it's bringing people together. You know what? Yes, there's hate in the world. There's always has been hate. There's racism. There's misogyny. There's bigotry. I mean, we all make judgment calls about people and about things and what's going on. So do I want to focus on that, or do I want to focus on the fact that we are all one? You know, the fact that it's shedding, things are rising up and it's shedding light on everything that's going on, you know, all this, you know, basically undercover stuff. Because, for instance, the racism stuff, it's been there all along. But it was like, you know, it was kind of like until Donald Trump came along, it was somehow not okay to say things that people were feeling, you know. The Ku Klux Klan is still out there. But things are coming out and shedding the light on them, and it's making people come together and bond together to decide, I'm not going to give energy to that, to decide I'm going to live in a love-filled world, to decide I'm going to be filled with joy, and I'm going to feel connection, and I'm going to be one with my fellow human. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, you know? Love, and, you know, I send love to Donald Trump. Why not? It's only going to help him. Is it really going to help to send him hate? I mean, you know, he's a pretty tough customer. But you know what? Let's be grateful. At least I'm being grateful that he's shedding the light. He's bringing up all this racism. And, you know, here we've got Hillary Clinton, you know, our first woman who's going to be running. Basically, anyway, she has a really good chance of winning. And there's a lot of hate out there. She's not a warm, fuzzy woman. So it's like we judge her for being more tough when she kind of needs to be tough. So anyway, that's my end of my rant on politics. I have about a minute left today, and I think I'll end it with a chant. And think about the joy, think about the love, and think about our connection, because we are all one. Now the dog is licking my foot. That's very fun. Okay, I'm getting to do the chant for neutral mind, non-attachment, and what the angels are telling me is that this is a perfect chant for right now as we see negative news, as we see negative posts in Facebook, for instance. We're just going to see it, and it's going to pass on by, and we're going to focus on the love and joy. Asankanav asankatav agamagam asankalo asanka kehesir bara hoy akari nam akari sala akari gyan git gunaga akari lakan bolana ba nakara sir sanjog vikan jinne lake tisir nai jifir mai tif tif pai Jeta kita teta now, virnave nahiko tau, kurata kavan kahavichar, varyana java ekavar, jotu dabhave saibalikar, tu sadasalamata nirankar. Have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed time in your life. Much love, much joy. Thanks for joining me.